listener, you probably found me on the compound, and I'm super happy that you're listening to me, even though I have this really weird Scandinavian accent and I fuck up some of my words, but I appreciate you so fucking much. Like, it's the fucking best to be a part of this community, and I really, really hope that you enjoy my weird recordings and that you have had some fun with them, had some fun with me, and I don't know, maybe you thought that I was thinking about you when I was recording myself playing and coming. I might have been. Oh, I just think you're so, it's so nice that you listen to me. And I hope you're only listening to me. I just realized, I don't want to share you with anyone else. Like, are you seriously going to listen to some other witch bitch talk about how, oh, I'm coming. No, you would only dedicate your cock playing time to me. Right? I can't underscore how fucking mad I would be if I found out that you were commenting on the other girls' uploads and texting them too, and not just sending me all those creepy lewd messages telling me how fucking sexy I am and how you want to fuck me. Because you wouldn't do that. I know you wouldn't. I know you only like me, because I'm the cutest of them all. Right? I don't think you would be the type of person who would enjoy anybody else, because you're dedicated to me. You're faithful to my voice, right? So, now I'm thinking about all the other girls again, and I'm getting really fucking sad and angry. I just want to fucking do something about it. I can't believe that I have to share this stage with anybody else. It's maddening, because I'm the perfect girl. I'm kind of tall. I'm pretty. And super cute and dainty, and I have a great ass and a nice set of tits. So what more could you want? Like, you wouldn't fucking do that to me, would you? You wouldn't fucking pay attention to all the other girls, because I'm the best you will ever get. Of course you wouldn't. I'm sorry. I don't know why I got so angry and nervous about you listening to others. I have to count to relax now. You wouldn't touch yourself while listening to someone else, would you? No, because you're not that type of guy. You only like one girl at a time, and you like my things now, and you like me. So there's no need for anybody else, right? Right? I might be new to this entire thing, but I'm pretty sure that I'm already reaching some new levels, and I... I don't want to share you. I don't fucking want to share you. There's no need to share you because you are mine. This is... this is getting really... I need to... You need to give me your login information for your Reddit account. And if you have multiple fucking accounts, you have to give me all of them. So I can make sure you don't... That you don't listen to all this other stuff that is out there. Could you... Would you please send me your information so I can make sure that you're not following some other fucking bitch? For that sake, you shouldn't be listening to any guys because, well, if fuck, I can swing both ways, like play with guys and girls, I don't care, but you're not going to get that fucking window. I don't want to share you, you're mine. And I know you love me. I know you love me so much. It just hurts with the thought of I can't know what you're doing on Reddit or on whatever site you find. I can't fucking... I don't know what I would do if you weren't there for me. If you didn't contact me every now and then and said, oh, you're so cute and sexy and whatever the fuck you want to tell me. I just don't want you to give that attention to anybody else. I would seriously... I would kill myself, I think, if I knew that you were just one of the other guys who kept this extensive library of others' fucking audio. I would have to go and snip my fucking wrist in the tub and just bleed out. Would you like that? Would you like if I went and slit my wrist while I lay there crying in the tub all alone because you abandoned me again? Don't make me do that. You would regret it because I would come back and haunt your ass, and then I would make sure that you never gotten erection again, ever. Never, ever, once again. You can only have it with me. I told you this. Yeah, you know, in the poor baby audio, I control all of your orgasms. I wasn't lying. I said the words and I meant it. And if you're trying to find some sort of fucking wiggle room in the rules and the script or what the fuck ever. No, baby, no, don't be silly. I meant it. And you thought or said yes. It's almost like signing a contract, and I need you to uphold that part of it for me. Don't you want me to tell you how to stroke your cock again? Don't you want me to tell you how sexy I think you are, or when to orgasm, or how to play with yourself? I can't do that if you keep playing around with me and listen to other people, because it's not the same, it's not true. So really fucking need you to be good now, okay? I need you to promise that you only like me. Fuck. I don't want to share you. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to freak out. I got really scared that I would lose you. And you wouldn't come back to me. Just... Don't make me cry like this. Not again. Not a fucking again, man. I'll be good, I promise. It's just... I miss you so much. You're the greatest thing. And... I know that we could make each other so happy. Just promise me you'll be good, okay? Promise me you'll be good and you'll keep moaning my name. Lewd Scandinavian. Lewd Scandinavian. Lewd Scandinavian. Because that's the only thing that should be on your mind when you're playing. I love you.